Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Did you know, this is today's topic, a lot of people think that government is incompetent. It just can't do its job, and things are falling apart, and the bureaucrats are too stupid to know what they're doing and how they're leading us all toward economic disaster and a global debt collapse and so on. They think government is incompetent. That is certainly true at one level, but it's not the big picture. The bigger picture, and that's the topic of today's show, is that government is weaponized against humanity now. Government, the point of government now is to control, disarm, and enslave humanity, and listen carefully, so that humanity can be subjected to efficient extermination. Efficient extermination is the goal. And in this show today, I'm going to really show you some of the evidence, and you can continue to explore on your own, of course. I encourage you to do that. Ask questions. Think critically about this. But as you do that, when you connect the dots, you're going to see this big picture unfolding. It's very clear. It's an inescapable conclusion. But I'm going to show you today that government has been weaponized against humanity. The purpose of government now, especially global government or globalism, is the extermination of the human race. That is exactly what is happening now. And let's start by maybe challenging yourself here. Can you name any government agency, a federal agency in the United States, that isn't working against the interests of humanity? I mean, take a look at the FDA. All they do is side with the drug companies and push toxic drugs and try to suppress nutrition and nutritional cures, naturopathy, natural medicine that can prevent cancer. That's all suppressed. The point of that, of course, is to make sure people are harmed and damaged. Think about another agency, the DEA. The DEA still is at war with cannabis and hemp, which contains natural healing molecules known as cannabinoids. There are many different cannabinoids in hemp products, CBD being one of them. That's cannabidiol. There's also CBDA, which is cannabidiolic acid. There's, of course, THC, but many others, CBG and so on. These are all healing molecules, but the government is at war with these molecules and has been for decades. Why? Because they don't want humanity to survive. You know, cannabis is natural medicine, and it's free medicine if you don't criminalize it, because it grows like weed, obviously, like weeds. You almost can't stop it from growing. It grows in the wild, actually, in many parts of America. It's medicine. It's almost as if this healing miracle plant was put here by God so that people would not have to go get prescription medications that poison them and kill them. This is why the government has declared war on cannabis for many decades, because it's part of the war on humanity. And recognize that the federal government continues to criminalize cannabis even when it doesn't contain THC, when it's just CBD. That is astonishing. That's astonishing. It's legal to grow hemp in Canada and to import it into the United States and to sell it in the United States as hemp seeds, hemp oil, hemp fiber, hemp clothing. But you can't grow it in the United States. Why is that? Because the government is at war with humanity. That's why. That's the answer that's going to become apparent more and more as we go through this. Look at the FCC, which of course licenses bandwidth in the electromagnetic spectrum. What has the FCC done to declare war on humanity? Well, of course, they have authorized 5G networks, the rollout of 5G, basically a cell tower-based weapon system that subjects brains to ionizing radiation that causes brain tumors and cancer, you know, effectively. That's the result. This is a weapon system, and it's being installed in cities all across America because the FCC is at war with humanity, just like the FDA and the DEA and every other agency you can think of. I'll have much more straight ahead. Stay with us here on Counterthink.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
You know, big government is not just broken. It is a weapon system now. And President Trump is trying to, in effect, overthrow that system from within. This is why he is being so resisted and so attacked, because I think Trump is the only person in Washington, D.C. who actually loves the human race. I mean, seriously, I think he's the only one who loves humanity. I think everybody else there has sold their souls, and they are willing to sell out humanity. They don't care who dies. They don't care what happens to the economy. They don't care what nations they have to collapse, even their own. As long as they can destroy Trump, they don't care what other damage that they have to commit in society. Trump seems to be the only person there who actually loves the human race, and that's why he's the enemy of the establishment. Isn't that incredible? Now, even outside of government, well, first let me cover the EPA, because the EPA is the Environmental Pollution Agency. The EPA is a bioterrorism weapon system against the people of America. Now, I created a film called Biosludged that ends with ED, sludged. You can go to biosludged.com and you can watch this entire documentary for free. And in that documentary, I feature an EPA scientist whistleblower named Dr. David Lewis. Now, Dr. David Lewis, he visited me. We sat together in my laboratory, and we talked about what's going on, and on camera. And by the way, I'm about to release the full videos of Dr. Lewis and his testimony to the public about what the EPA did. And I tell you, Dr. David Lewis talks about how the EPA dispatched secret police, government-armed agents, to go and raid the homes of scientists in the middle of the night and threatened them at gunpoint that if they went public with the truth about what they knew about biosludge, also called biosolids, that they would be, I mean, the message was, you're going to be killed or you're going to be arrested and imprisoned. And Dr. Lewis talks about the other scientists who have been arrested, indicted, and thrown in prison because they refused to fake data for the government as part of the EPA. Make no mistake, people. The EPA, the Environmental Pollution Agency, is a weapon system. Its purpose is to pollute the environment. And that's why under President Bill Clinton, the EPA allowed the mass pollution of farm crop soils with human sewage sludge. Toxic sewage sludge is now collected in every major city across America, even small cities and towns, and it is then spread on farmlands. This is true. You got to watch the film, Biosludged. You can watch it for free. In fact, you can download it for free. You can burn it onto your own DVD if you want, and you can hand it out to people for free. I give you that permission to do that because this is a public service that we are doing in the name of real science, in the name of real environmentalism, and in the name of defending and protecting humanity from these criminals at the EPA who are part of this criminal cabal of weaponized government that despises humanity. They destroy the environment. They destroy people. Their job is to exterminate humankind. Otherwise, why would they legalize the mass pollution of our food crop lands with toxic sewage sludge, which is full of viral strains, it's full of bacteria, it's full of superbugs, medical waste, dental office waste, it's full of mercury, it's full of lead, cadmium, toxic heavy metals, including arsenic and excess levels of copper. But more importantly, it contains these viral fragments that are basically weapon systems, and then flies come in and maggots go in, and all these insects that come into contact with this toxic sludge, they then spread it. So if you wonder why we have all these mysterious diseases now spreading across America, where the CDC says, we don't know what this stuff is. This is some mysterious disease where children, suddenly their nerves don't work anymore. Their muscles don't work anymore. Children are collapsing by the hundreds all across America. It's a massive cover-up. And the CDC says, we don't know what's causing it. Well, guess what? The EPA is poisoning this country with biological weapons through the biosludge, because the EPA is a It's basically a terrorist organization. This is the point I'm trying to get across here. And the CDC is essentially a medical terrorism organization. These government agencies, these are weaponized against humanity. They do not want you to live. They do not want you to reproduce. They attack your fertility. They attack your children. They attack the sustainability of the human race. And they're trying to collapse the food supply as well. They're trying to cause a global food collapse. And just on that point alone, if you don't believe me, consider this. Not only are they legalize the dumping of toxic sewage sludge on croplands all across America, which of course recycles, by the way, toxic sludge back into the food supply so that you eat those toxins and then you excrete them in your waste and then they're distributed back onto the farmlands. This is a closed loop system that concentrates toxins with each successive cycle. So the toxin concentrations are getting higher and higher and higher, meaning it's more poison for your children than the poison level that you're exposed to today. But also, I'm going to give you a warning here. This might sound a little graphic. I'm not going to curse, but this is true what I'm about to tell you. But this may be a little bit graphic. Okay, there are abortion centers that they dispose of the aborted babies in the city sewage systems. This has been documented. We've covered it on naturalnews.com. Aborted babies are flushed down the city sewer system, which means aborted baby tissue goes into the toxic sewage sludge that's spread on the farms that grow the food that you're feeding your children. This is a fact. No one talks about this. No one will cover this in the New York Times or USA Today or CNN, nothing. They won't mention any of this, but it's absolutely true. You are eating food grown in the toxic sewage sludge of cities that includes aborted human babies. It's not an exaggeration, and I apologize that I even have to bring this up, but it is happening. This is Soylent Green, practically. They're grinding up the babies. This is the Matrix. They're grinding up the babies and feeding the dead to the living. This is happening right now. This is what you need to understand. The things that I warn about here, you know, I'm a scientist, okay? I'm a published scientist. I run a scientific analytical laboratory. I test foods. I'm a best-selling science author. My book is called Food Forensics, if you want to check it out. I test for glyphosate. I have multiple mass spec instruments. That's mass spectrometry instruments in my laboratory. We do organic chemistry every day. I know what I'm talking about. This is documented. This is real. You need to understand that this is happening in your world right now. This is happening to you. And there is an agenda behind it. The agenda is the extermination of the human race. This is not clickbait. This is not entertainment. I'm not here to entertain you with fear porn or something like that. This is a red alert warning to humanity about what is happening. You need to get informed. Now, there's much more ahead in this show. But let me give you some resources. If you miss any of these shows, you can catch them a few days later at counterthink.com. All the videos are posted there. You can also, of course, catch these shows broadcast at Infowars.com, 6 p.m. Central, every Sunday. It's a once-a-week show. You can go to our free video website, brighteon.com. That's brighteon.com, E-O-N, Eon, brighteon.com. It's the YouTube alternative because YouTube bans all of this information. YouTube won't let you talk about reality. YouTube will not let you talk about the dangers of toxic ingredients in foods or what's happening with the EPA weaponizing human sewage sludge against humanity. So we had to create a video site in order to do that. That's why we created brighteon.com. This is all about getting the truth out so that humanity can be informed, you can wake up, you can sound the alarm. You got to understand, the human race is under attack. If we don't rise up and defeat the globalists, they will exterminate us. That is not an exaggeration. It is the plan. You are in the crosshairs right now, and they are taking action to destroy you and terminate your gene pool from the future of the human race. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Now, continuing here with the inescapable evidence here that the human race is targeted for extinction, let's talk about geoengineering. Now, the scientific establishment has for years said there's no such thing as geoengineering, and yet all the time in the media you read these stories about how China is using weather control technology or Dubai is using weather control to try to create rain. And then you read in the scientific literature, which I review, by the way, every day, my team, I have a team that scours over 1,300 medical and science journals, reading them, you know, with human eyes. This is not some algorithm. This is real people scanning all the journals every day, bringing me the best stories, the best science stories, and new studies that are published in the scientific literature. So I have a very good handle on what's happening every day in the realm of mainstream science. And in that realm, they are now talking about this every day, geoengineering, global dimming, they call it, to dim the sun, that they think, the scientists say, this is how you stop global warming and save the planet. I mean, that's the cover story. But in reality, global dimming is a plot to release a massive amount of pollution into the upper atmosphere. In fact, they call this practice in the scientific papers, they call it, quote, stratospheric aerosol injection. Stratospheric aerosol injection, SAI. That's their name for what you and I might call chemtrails or geoengineering. This is in the scientific literature. You can look it up yourself. Go ahead. I encourage you to. You will find the science papers, or just search for geoengineering. That's also in over 100 published scientific studies. And they talk about how they need to dim the sun. They have to block the sun in order to stop the planet from overheating. Now, this climate change, this is a hoax. This is a hoax because it's all predicated on this false quack science idea that says carbon dioxide is a poison. That's what they say. Carbon dioxide is a poison. But wait a minute. Carbon dioxide is the number one most important nutrient for plants. It's necessary for forests to grow. It's necessary for food crops to produce food. It's necessary for plants to grow leaves and pollen. Did you know that? Did you know that almond trees can't produce almonds without CO2? Did you know that there's no food in the food web without CO2? And CO2 is very, very low. It's just barely above 400 parts per million in the atmosphere right now, which is dangerously low. Plants are starving for it. And yet we're told by the EPA, which, remember, is a weapon system against humanity, we're told that carbon dioxide is a pollutant and that we have to eliminate carbon dioxide. Do you realize that if carbon dioxide were eliminated, that all human life would cease to exist on this planet? Do you know why? Because it would collapse the plants, and the plants produce the oxygen that keeps your brain functioning and your cells functioning. Hemoglobin, your red blood cells carry oxygen. Why? Because every one of the cells in your body needs oxygen. The living cells, anyway, needs oxygen. Without oxygen in your cells, you die in minutes. That oxygen comes from plants, for the most part. O2. Plants produce O2 as a byproduct of photosynthesis. Photosynthesis has three inputs. All plants that are green, they have chlorophyll, and they use photosynthesis to produce their own metabolic energy, which produces, you know, the food and the flowers and the leaves and the bark for the trees and everything, the root system, everything. It's all through metabolic energy, through photosynthesis. There are three inputs for photosynthesis. I'm going to name them for you here, so listen up. Democrats and globalists are attacking two out of the three. They're attacking life on our planet. They are attacking the entire plant ecosystem, and they're calling it green. They think that they are green, and they're attacking two out of the three inputs for photosynthesis. It is unreal. These people are mass murderers. They are trying to carry out a holocaust of cosmic proportion. They are trying to murder not just all humans, but all mammals, most animals, and all plants on this planet. And they want to do it. They want to do it through global dimming. They want to pollute the atmosphere and call it saving the planet. This is how insane these people are, and this is why they must be stopped. They will kill us all if we don't stop them. They are mass murderers. They are trying to carry out a Holocaust that is over 1,000 times bigger than the Hitler Holocaust. I mean, think about it. The Hitler Holocaust murdered 6 million Jews, according to the historical records. This Holocaust that they're trying to do, they're trying to murder over 6 billion humans. More than that, all humans, which is over 7 billion. I think it's approaching 8 billion. 6 billion people murdered is 1,000 times more than the 6 million who were killed in the Holocaust of World War II. This is 1,000 Holocausts that they're trying to carry out, and they're doing it in the name of saving the planet. They want to murder humanity, and they dare say that they are saving the world. Think about the insanity, the madness of those quack scientists who say they want to pollute the air to save the planet. Pollution is now their solution? You see why it's called the Environmental Pollution Agency now? Because their goal is pollution. Their goal is to collapse all plant life, collapse the food production, collapse the crops, to poison the croplands, to poison the rivers and the streams and poison the oceans and have more dead zones in the oceans. Their goal is the mass murder of the entire human race. And they have the means to carry it out. So let's get back to the three inputs for photosynthesis, okay? Those three inputs are very simple. Sunlight, which is, of course, solar radiation. Carbon dioxide, which has to be acquired through the atmosphere. And then water, which plants tend to acquire through their root system. Those three things, you got it? Solar radiation, i.e. sunlight, CO2, and water. Now, sunlight provides energy. Actual electromagnetic energy. Carbon dioxide provides carbon atoms and oxygen atoms, and H2O provides hydrogen and oxygen. And believe it or not, with these molecules, plants can rearrange the elements through a number of chemical processes, or what's called plant physiology or botany, and they can rearrange those. And if you just use hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen, you can generate hundreds of thousands of different molecules. For example, vitamin C is made out of just that. There's nothing else in vitamin C other than hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. Did you know that? In fact, did you know that THC or CBD from cannabis, did you know it's only made out of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen? Did you know that? I mean, the media never tells you these things. I'm telling you as a scientist, if you give a plant sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide, it can make medicine. Called cannabidiol. It can make THC. It can make vitamin C. It can make proanthocyanidins. It can make carotenoids. It can make all these things from the different elements, recombining them. And some of the molecules need other elements like, you know, nitrogen or phosphorus or sulfur. You know, garlic uses a lot of sulfur, and cruciferous vegetables make an anti-cancer nutrient called sulforaphane that also uses sulfur, by the way, which is an element. They can make medicine, and yet the globalism system is now trying to shut that down. They don't want plants to function. That's how dangerous they are. We'll be right back.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Now, when you dim the sun, which is now the goal of mainstream scientists. This is what governments are going to do now. They're going to send jets into the atmosphere to release pollution into the stratosphere in order to block the sun. They want to dim the sun. What are they doing? What are they accomplishing? They say, oh, well, it's going to stop the world from overheating. Now, the world isn't overheating. The world actually could be a little bit warmer. We could have more liquid water. Melting ice caps is not a bad thing. It's called the greenhouse effect because greenhouses is where plants grow well. You need more of a greenhouse. In fact, in greenhouses, did you know that greenhouse owners purchase carbon dioxide generators to raise the CO2 level inside the greenhouse so that the plants grow better? We need more CO2. We need a warmer planet. We need a wetter planet. It would be more lush, more green. It would support more ecological diversity and more sustainable life, and it would produce more food more easily. Deserts could be turned into food crop lands, and grasslands could become forests, and regular forests could become rainforests. If we just had more CO2, a little bit warmer planet, more liquid water instead of frozen water. I mean, frozen, you can't grow a plant in frozen water. Have you ever tried to plant a seed in an ice ball? Huh? Guess what? Doesn't grow, does it? But that's what the globalists want, is a frozen ice ball planet with a dim sun. They want to block out the sun. They want to destroy CO2. And they want to freeze the earth so that all the water is locked up in the polar ice caps. That's what they want. Notice how they always scream about, oh, the ice caps are melting, as if that's a bad thing. It's an awesome thing. It releases liquid water that can be used by rainforests, by the way. Because, of course, sunlight causes evaporation of water from the ocean, and that causes rainfall of water onto land, which is what supports forests and rainforests. If you have sunlight, you get that evaporation of water, don't you? But if you dim the sun, which is what these insane globalist scientists are trying to do, if you dim the sun, guess what? You get less evaporation from the ocean, don't you? So you get less rainfall because you don't have the wet wind blowing off the ocean anymore. So what happens then? Oh, areas that used to be forests, they become deserts. You have a collapse of ecosystems. This is what the globalists are trying to do. Food-producing areas will turn to deserts. At the same time, plant life will be strongly impaired. Photosynthesis will be diminished, which means oxygen production from those plants will be reduced, which means the atmospheric concentration of O2, i.e. oxygen, will fall, which means that humans will have trouble breathing. This is terraforming. What's happening right now on our planet is terraforming. Terraforming is the process of altering the atmospheric conditions of a planet to make it ready for colonization. Do you understand what's happening? Earth is being terraformed. Earth's atmosphere is being altered. The globalists are trying to turn Earth into a low sunlight, frozen world devoid of humans. This is the goal. This is the inescapable conclusion. Anyone who understands basic science must agree with this if they follow the rules of logic and reason. These experiments are being conducted right now. The entire corporate controlled media is calling for this. They want to dim the sun. They want to pollute the skies. They want to collapse the food supply. They want to get rid of humans, even the wealthy globalists. They talk about depopulation. And what I'm here to explain to you is that this is really what you are witnessing, and what you're part of here is a cosmic eugenics program to exterminate the human race that you are part of. And more than half the humans, probably 90% of the humans, are going along with it. This is genius. From a science fiction point of view, I'm not saying this is literally what's happening, but from a science fiction point of view, if you were, let's say, an advanced civilization and you wanted to go conquer some world somewhere, and it had that world, you know, had a lot of resources like water and, you know, gold and other rare elements like we have on Earth, and you wanted to eliminate the living organisms on that planet and prepare that planet for your colonization, instead of doing it by force, wouldn't it be really smart to send like an advanced team to go influence the world leaders on that world and convince them to commit suicide, convince them to kill themselves and alter the climate so that it's perfect for your arrival and colonization? Isn't that interesting? See, Earth's so-called leaders have been convinced to murder humanity. Earth's scientists have been convinced to terraform the planet. Earth's political leaders have been convinced to call for the global enslavement of humanity and the disarmament of humanity so that humans have no means to fight back against war or invasion or colonization of any kind. The people of Venezuela learned this lesson the hard way. They've learned that when you give up your guns, as they did under, I think, Chavez, they gave up their guns, or maybe it was Maduro, but they gave up their guns and they said, oh yeah, we're all going to be safe because we're going to get rid of the guns. Well, guess what happened? All the guns were concentrated in the hands of the government, and the government became corrupt and authoritarian, and now the people there live under tyranny, and they're starving to death, and young people are prostituting out their bodies for a can of beans because they're starving so much, and they're eating out of dumpsters, and people are fleeing the country by the tens of thousands. And the corruption is so extreme that you can't even drive anywhere without being stopped and having everything of value confiscated. And people intentionally dress like homeless people just to avoid being robbed. And they carry food around in garbage bags because if you have something that looks like food, it will be stolen from you at gunpoint. That's Venezuela today. That's what happens when you give up your guns. This is a reminder why America, but frankly the whole world, should never give up your guns, because the minute you do, you are going to be enslaved. And most people talk about this from a geopolitical point of view and say, oh, it's the government doing the enslaving. But what I'm saying here is taking it to a cosmic point of view and saying, that's only step one. The government is disarming you to prepare you for mass extermination. And of course, the individuals who run the government don't all know this. This isn't some grand conspiracy where everybody is keeping this secret. 99.99% of the people who are pulling this off have no idea what they're doing. They think they're fighting against global warming, let's say. Oh, they think that if they're anti-gun, if they attack the Second Amendment, they think that they're making communities safer. This is the brainwashing that they've been subjected to, and they actually believe that. So a lot of these people believe that they're doing something good for their communities, even as they are taking steps to prepare humanity for efficient extermination. That's how insidious this is. Someone at some level, you know, on Earth or otherwise, has figured out a way to convince the entire planet of human beings to commit mass suicide. You know, it's almost like, let's go back to a science fiction scenario here. Let's look at Star Wars. I think Empire Strikes Back, right? So Darth Vader and his capital ships, they sent out drones that would go to worlds and they would gather information. Well, what if these probes had artificial intelligence systems, AI systems, and they could hack computer systems? If you were a species that had this technology and you wanted to conquer other worlds, you could send out these AI drones, and every world they come into contact with that has intelligent civilization, the AI takes over the information leaders and the political leaders and the financial systems and convinces that world to commit mass suicide. I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but it would be a very efficient way for galactic colonization, if you think about it. Convince worlds to destroy themselves. And that may be happening right now. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
All right, let's wrap this up now on Counterthink. I know I've given you a lot to think about here. There's still a little bit more detail I have to share with you here. But this is a lot to get your head around. Because when we grew up, I mean, I'm about 50 years old, and when we grew up, I remember I pledge allegiance to the flag. You know, through grade school, every day you get up, you go to school, and you have faith that the teachers are there to help you learn, and you have faith that the grown-ups in society are there to have a better society, to make progress for society. Gosh, they're working on technology, and they're working on solutions, and we're going to have a great future. And they told us about, you know, we're all going to be living on hydroponic plants, and robot systems are going to run everything, and we're going to have, you know, video conferencing. By 1985, we would have, or maybe that was 84, you know, all these promises about a better world. We were taught that humanity was led by individuals and institutions that had the interests of humanity in mind. In other words, we were all taught, and if you're about my age, you were taught this too. You were taught that growing up in this world, the world was run by people who have the interests of humanity at heart. That is an assumption that has proven to be false, and you need to let go of that assumption because it is, in fact, crippling your ability to see the truth about what's happening in our world. The institutions in charge are actively working against the interests of humankind. The institutions of media, the corporations, science, medicine, all of these institutions in society are trying to convince you to take actions against your own self-interest. Google, for example, it's an evil corporation. They want to spy on you, they want to surveil you, and they're trying to persuade you to use their systems against your own self-interest so that you would betray your privacy for their financial gain. You understand that this is what corporations do. Pharmaceutical companies, their job is to convince you that even if you're perfectly healthy, you still need their drugs. They're drugs which have side effects that cause diabetes and that cause cancer or that cause liver failure, that cause cognitive, dysfunction, cognitive problems. Their job is to get you to take their drugs against your own self-interest so that you become a lifelong repeat patient in the hospitals needing more and more of their drugs that continue to damage you more and more every day. This is what they try to convince you to do. Media organizations like CNN, New York Times, their entire goal is to convince you to believe things that go against your own self-interest. Their job is not to inform you. Their job is to manipulate you. Ultimately, their job is to prepare you for, again, efficient extermination. But in order to do that, they have to get you to believe disinformation. They have to get you to believe things that are not true. And they have to dissuade you from believing things that are true. For example, all babies are born either male or female. Gender is binary. But they try to convince you now that that's not true. They try to convince you that biology isn't real, that chromosomes don't exist, that all the genetics lessons that we were taught no longer apply, they say, because, I don't know, there's some kind of quantum imaginary gender delusion now where people can choose any gender from an infinite number of fractional gender proportions or gradients. It's nonsense, but they want you to believe it and they force it down your throat. Now, I could find any number of doctors that would absolutely affirm to you that when a baby girl is born, that baby girl is born with all of the eggs that she will ever have in her life in order to create her own children. That's right. Baby girls are born with eggs already in their bodies. And those eggs are, of course, released, you know, at a rate of one every 28 days. This is menstruation. This is how humans procreate. It takes a man and a woman to make a child, to combine the DNA, to combine the chromosomes. And then very early in conception, there is a genetic choice that is made to determine whether that child is male or female. And that child is then born, they develop as male or female, and they're born as male or female. Except in maybe very few, very rare circumstances, which are considered birth defects, that there may be what's called a phenotype expression that goes off the rails, often due to chemical exposure from hormone-disrupting chemicals such as atrazine, a very common herbicide. So there are defects that can happen, but that's abnormal. What is normal is to be born as a male or a female, period. There is no transgenderism in nature. There is no species out there. There's not a group of deer or a group of leopards or a group of armadillo that are transgender. You know why? Because the species would be extinct in one generation. Because you have to have males and females combining their genetic code in order to have sustainability of the species. This is basic science. This is basic biology. But the point of the scientific establishment today and the point of the media and the liars who serve the globalist agenda is to convince you that none of that is real, is to convince you that you can change your gender by waving a magic wand in the air, I guess, or over your pants. You wave a magic wand and you can become a man or become a woman. Shazam! That's what they want you to believe. Do you see how that is a symptom of the bigger picture of what I'm talking about here? The sustainability of the human race is under attack. The very sustainability of nature itself. They're attacking the sky. They're polluting the sky. They're attacking photosynthesis. They're trying to destroy all plant life. They're attacking oxygen in the atmosphere. They're terraforming the planet. They're attacking the reproductive capabilities of the human race. They're attacking sperm. They're attacking men. They're attacking fertility. They're attacking the food supply. They are intentionally polluting the food crop soils of our planet. And they're trying to attack your mind with not only electromagnetic radiation through 5G cell towers, but by also implanting your consciousness with false or deceptive misinformation, hoaxes, fake news, anything they can do to fill your mind with garbage to distract you from knowing the greater truth that I'm sharing with you right here on Counterthink. My goal is to reassociate you with the truths of the world in which you live, and to tear you away from the falsehoods that have been shoved down your mind. And it's a shocking thing, I admit, for many people. You know why? Here's something I learned over the years, that most people don't want to be free, they want to be comfortable. Again, most people don't want to be free, they want to be comfortable. It's comfortable to go along and get along. It's comfortable to do what you're told and believe in these false narratives that, oh, somebody at the higher level, they're taking care of us. Yeah, they're working for our best interest. It's comfortable to not be the person at the party that knows the truth, because truth does not make you a popular person. You may have noticed that yourself at family gatherings or social events or what have you. What makes you popular is to believe all the lies. It's comfortable to be numb to reality. It's comfortable to go along. You don't get any pressure. If you say, oh, there's 15 genders or 15,000 genders, you are celebrated. If you think that 11-year-old boys should dress up like female whores and dance at gay bars and have cash thrown at them, you are celebrated by Good Morning America. You are celebrated by the New York Times. But if you say, wait a minute, that's child abuse, all of a sudden you're the villain. You get banned. You get condemned because, oh, you're not tolerant of the transgenderism of children. No, wait a second. Wait a second. You people are insane. These children are being exploited for the pedophile fantasies of adults. This is a crime against children. This is pedophilia. This needs to be stopped. All children deserve to be able to grow up in a childhood where they're safe from these sexual predators that are now the LGBTP community, P for pedophilia. That's what it has become. Do you understand? In fact, the entire LGBT movement is about attacking fertility and attacking the sustainability of the human race and attacking humankind and making sure that humans cannot reproduce. Where it's going, by the way, they're going to say that, excuse me, they're going to say that normal heterosexual reproduction is evil, and that only gayness is normal, and only transgenderism is normal. But if you're a heterosexual, you're a man, and you have sex with a woman to have a baby and a family, that's weird. And it probably one day it will be criminal. That's where they're taking this. Have no illusions. That's where this is going. So that's Counterthink. Check out the episodes at counterthink.com. Thank you for listening.